policy which encouraged fortnightly rounds. Community Secretary Eric Pickles says councils will guarantee weekly collections for at least 5 years. His shadow, Caroline Flint, says it's an outrageous waste of money.
I'd really like to know where he's found this money that he's been sitting on for the last 18 months. And really, when we're facing 28% cuts across councils, when Shawstark Children's Centres are closing down and libraries, I'm really not sure that the Tories have really got their priorities right.
European officials are threatening to take legal action against the UK, saying the benefits system is unfair. If the current rules are deemed too harsh, taxpayers could be facing a £2.5 billion bill. A new style £50 note with enhanced security features is being released. It'll feature entrepreneur Matthew Bolton and engineer James Watt. And Sir Jimmy Savile says he's feeling fine after being admitted to hospital. The star, who presented the first episode of Top of the Pops, is in Leeds General Infirmary. The 84-year-old's reported to be recovering from a bout of pneumonia. That's the latest. I'm Claire Gregory.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM. Hello, you're listening to Gabby. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Drive. I'm with you until 6 o'clock. If you want to get in touch with me, please do email radio@phoenixfm.com. You can text 0777 929 8298. You can tweet me on Twitter. You will find me at Mindful2, the number 2, move. I am Gabriella Clark on Facebook with a Phoenix sign in the background at present. And why not have a look at the Phoenix FM website? It's all the W's, phoenixfm.com. Stay tuned this hour. I've got Sophie on. She's going to be talking about visual impairment. Sophie is 16. Her mum is here as well. 17, sorry. Yeah, just say. No, she's 17. Why did I think you were 16? I swear you told me you were 16. No? I don't know why I got that into my head. How weird. Okay, let's have some music.
If all you've got to do today is find peace of mind, come round, you can take a piece of mine. And if all
Brilliant song. That brings back some memories to me. I think I was about, 10, 11 when that song came out, probably. Someone can probably put me right. People that sort of follow the years that songs come out, because I do think there are people out there like that that probably do that, in the same way there's like train spotters. In fact, I can remember when I got I was getting a flight and I was sitting in the, in the lounge that where you wait just before you board the plane, and there was this guy and he was sitting behind me and he was on the phone to someone. And he was like, yeah, I'm looking at the plane now. And I turned around and I thought, the people that are with me in the room here in Phoenix in the studio, they're like looking at me. You can imagine, I suffer with anxiety anyway, but I was absolutely, and he was talking to this person, telling them all about this plane. And I was just, and he was about to, and he said, yeah, we're boarding in 2 minutes, and all of this. I was thinking, what is going to happen? I thought, should I notify security? I suppose I just took a chance. I got on the flight anyway, and he must have just been a plane spotter. I mean, I can't believe people like that, actually. Maybe you're a plane spotter. Please do educate me as to why you find that so intriguing, because I'd hate for you to think, oh, typical ignorant person. So just let me know, and then I can share in that interest with you, and I won't bring it up again. Okay, let's have a look at the roads.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's queuing traffic on the A13 London Road eastbound in Basildon at the Sadler's Farm roundabout in the roadworks area. There's delays on the M25 anti-clockwise between Junction 26, the A121 Waltham Abbey, and Junction 22, the A1081 St Albans. Average speed is 15 miles per hour and travel time is an extra 55 minutes. The delays earlier on the A13 eastbound in Basildon between the High Road Junction and the Canvey Junction have now cleared. There are minor delays on the Metropolitan line between Harrow on the Hill and Uxbridge due to signal failure at Uxbridge. Tickets being accepted on local bus routes. Service suspended on Piccadilly line between Rainers Lane and Uxbridge due to signal failure. And minor delays on the DLR due to earlier signal failure at Shadwell, but London Underground are accepting tickets for reasonable routes.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
If you live in a house with only one window...
It's so dark!
...and only one door, you'll think that the latest offer from Safestar UK is rubbish. But if you're lucky enough to have more than one window and the luxury of two doors in your home, you'll be cock-a-hoop. Because right now at Safestar, when you buy one window or door, you get another one free. I said, you buy one, get one free. There's flexible payment and interest-free finance available. So, if you want more windows and doors for less, see safestar.co.uk or call 0800 106 107 now. Representative 0% APR.
Anderson Sinclair Design is celebrating its 10th anniversary this year. With over 75% of their business coming from personal recommendations, you know that you're dealing with a company that prides itself on customer care. If you're considering a new kitchen or new bedroom, visit one of Anderson Sinclair Design's 5 showrooms, from concept right through to quality installation. Anderson Sinclair offer a friendly, personalised service. Check out the amazing offers they have at www.anderson-sinclair.co.uk. Anderson Sinclair Design. We're not satisfied until you're delighted.
Join me, Jules Patazzi, for Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Whether you want to improve your fitness, discover complementary therapies, get the lowdown on the latest surgical breakthroughs, or simply hear all the latest news from the world of health, you'll find it all on Body Talk. It's the show that can inspire you and motivate you, and maybe even change your life. That's Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital, every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Hello, you're listening to Phoenix 98 FM with Gabby. I'm taking you through Drive. Now, joining me in the studio now, as promised, is Sophie. Sophie is in today to talk to me about visual impairment, something I know very little about, really, apart from I do wear glasses, actually. Does that count? But I'm a bit naughty. I only wear them when I feel like it. I'm not meant to wear them when I drive or anything like that, so I'm not breaking the law. But how are you today? Let's check we can hear you.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear. We can hear fine. Okay, so how are you coping in this heat?
It's too hot.
It is too hot, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, and how did you get here today?
Well, I was at college, so I got the train here and then mum got
to me. Where are you going to college?
Havering College in Havering.
In Havering? How do you get there normally?
It takes quite a long time. It's two trains and walking.
And then a walk. How far do you have to walk?
It's about a mile from my house to Ingatestone Station, and then about a mile walk from Gidea Park to Haven College. So, not that long.
All right. Oh, okay then. No, it's not too bad. It's good exercise for the day. Well done. I'm really, really...
Thank you.
And you're 17, and I keep making the mistake saying that you're 16, because I think you were 16 when I asked you. Maybe, maybe not. I can't remember, but I swear you must have said something about being 16. Or perhaps it was last time I asked your mum. Sophie's mum is in the studio. She is accompanied by an adult, just in case there's anyone out there thinking, oh, she's below 18, she can't be on the radio. She can. Her mother has consented to this, I'll have you know. Okay, so tell me a little bit about just someone like me. I know nothing about visual impairment. So before you get on to your particular visual impairment, just tell me anything that you just know about it in general.
Well, visual impairment is basically an eyesight disability.
Okay.
So it affects your vision in any way.
Okay. So even someone that just has to wear glasses?
Yeah, that have a visual impairment.
You have a visual... Oh, right. Okay. You need to accept this, glasses wearers. You have a visual impairment. Okay. And so what is your... Would you like to speak? You probably know a lot more about how it affects you.
Yeah, I have nystagmus. Basically what nystagmus is a involuntary movement of the eye. So my eyes move horizontally, but I have it, I don't have it as bad as some people. I have it quite mildly, well not really mildly, but yeah.
Yeah, so it could be worse, you're probably...
Yeah,
maybe,
it could be worse.
Really?
Yeah.
And is it progressively getting worse? That's always something
I think my
me.
Nystagmus... was a lot worse when I was younger. It's gradually getting better, but it's still noticeable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so has it improved since you were younger? Or?
Well, according to my mum, when I was little, my eyes used to... You could really, really tell that my eyes were moving. But recently, I have to actually tell people I have it. And
oh, really?
They're like, wow.
Yeah, I can't see. So are your eyes actually moving? Yeah, I suppose...
Apparently.
Oh, hang on. I suppose if I look closely... They keep... It just looks like you're looking from one eye to the other in mine.
Yeah, it's
and
not...
Some people
that
do that, don't they? They kind of... Yeah. In fact, it's funny you say that, because a girl sold me a phone, and she... her when I was looking and talking to her, her eyes were doing like what yours are doing, but way, way more. They were going from left to right.
Ooh,
loads.
I know. Was that in Brentwood?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, my
Do
dad.
Know?
My dad had the exact same girl.
Oh, they had the same girl,
like,
in the same shop.
She has nystagmus as well.
She has it as
my
well.
My dad was like, "Do you have nystagmus?" And she was like, "Yeah."
Oh, and so he knew what it was. You see, because I was just like, I thought that girl's got really strange eyes because I didn't know what it was. But that's what, and that is called nystagmus. Okay, and how does your nystagmus affect your life?
Well, it's kind of... It's really weird because your eyes are wobbling, basically. Apparently, I have no 3D vision. So, apparently, I mean, I can't confirm this because... I was born with it, so...
You don't know any
I
different.
Don't know any different, but apparently I see everything 2D. So, but it does affect me in terms of...
So everything looks flat? Is that what you're telling me?
Basically, yeah.
Does everything look flat to you?
I guess. I mean, I don't know
you
any different.
You just don't know?
I have no idea.
suppose you wouldn't know what things not looking flat would look like. Do you perceive, I don't know, do you have any problems in distance of things?
Yes, I can't judge any distance or depth, so for steps it's okay. A nightmare. I'm always falling over.
Oh yeah, yeah, you must be seeing in 2D then.
Exactly.
Right. Cool. So, and all of these 3D tellies that are
Yeah, I mean, actually...
Don't worry, you're not missing much, honestly.
I know, it's just, I find it funny looking around seeing people with the 3D glasses on. It's like...
Yeah, making yeah. their eyes 3D.
Yeah, it's like, well, welcome to my world, people.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so yeah. So it's a bit like watching telly in a way,
I guess. I mean, someone the other day asked me, "What is it like?" And the only way I can really describe it is like you're looking at a picture.
Yeah.
So you're just constantly looking at a painting.
Wow, so life is like a picture. That's
I
quite
guess,
nice.
Yeah.
I hope perhaps it looks better from your eyes. You never know. That's quite interesting. Well, that's the sort of thing that interests me. You yeah. might actually be seeing better than we all are. Okay, and what else has it affected? Has it made anything difficult at school?
Stuff like seeing the board. I mean, and somebody with nystagmus only sees 2/3 of what anyone else would see. So... kind of can't see the board if I sit. I have to always be at the front of class. So, no, like sitting at the back with my friends, I just had to be at the front all the time. Oh. And even then, I couldn't really see the board.
Really?
When I was in year seven, they actually provided me with some binoculars.
No.
And I was, yeah. But I still have them.
So is that what you had to do? You had to sit in class
with binoculars. I didn't have to, but I wanted to go to the back, so I sat at the back and I just had some binoculars.
And you could see it then?
Just about. Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Yeah. And so did you use the binoculars?
I did for about 3 months, and then I was like, oh, no, this is just weird now. But
so you stopped?
I did.
Why
stop?
Why did you stop?
Only because I found sitting at the front was actually more useful, because I'm sorry to sound like stereotypical here, but all like the rowdy lot are always at the back, and I'm just like someone who always knuckles down, studies.
Oh, you like it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant though. It's probably in some ways, it's probably helped you, because I think I would have learnt a lot more at school if I was sat more at the front. Although I think what my school did do, if you were really bad, they would actually make you sit at the front. So I was really bad at some things, and I was forced, especially physics, and I had to sit at the front. They wouldn't let me because it's probably really helped your learning. And now you're on a course.
Yes, I am. I'm doing a level 3 BTEC in acting.
Right, acting, brilliant. Yeah. And are you having any problems on that course because of your visual impairment?
The only problem I've actually encountered was on Wednesday when we had our TV and film acting. And of course, I'm a bit conscious in front of the camera because of my eyes. I mean, I shouldn't be, but...
Oh, it's really not noticeable. I'm only seeing it now because I have just looked at it, but... Before, even if we were sitting here the whole time just talking, I wouldn't have been like, she's got weird eyes.
Unless I said.
But they don't look weird to me now because I know what it is.
Exactly, but on camera, if you do say a close-up, it may... I'm not sure yet because we haven't actually done that, but you might be able to see them.
Yeah.
And but we did something called marking the spot, so it's... See, I didn't get that lesson at all, but you just had to, for close-up with a camera, an actor has to stand on the spot because the camera has to be in line with their head, and in order to mark it, you have to, well, basically when you're speaking your line moving forward, you have to stand on that spot without looking at it,
yeah.
And a way to do that is say your line but walking backwards from it, and... I can't walk backwards because my eyesight is really hard, because obviously it affects my balance and walking, so I walk in a really strange way. It's not that strange, but...
God, I'm going to have a look at this later.
Okay.
I want to see you walking.
I don't walk...
I'm going to assess your movement pattern when you walk. Because you know I'm all into that.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
So I couldn't really walk backwards, and...
Is that allowed, Sarah? Sarah's Sophie's mum. May I assess your daughter's walking pattern? That would be of great interest, actually, to see, because a lot of people's walking pattern is actually completely wrong anyway, so I wouldn't worry about it. A lot of people are walking completely unnaturally, and that's why I've got lots of bone and joint problems.
Really?
But anyway, we won't go down that road, because then I could literally just be talking for a whole hour. But what we are going to do now is have a look at some local events, play some music, and then we'll have Sophie back on to talk to me further.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Saturday the 8th of October at 11am to 1pm, you can learn map reading and navigation at Bedsford's Park in Havering at Bower. Meet in the main car park, free introduction to map and compass. Visit allthews.orienteering-havoc.co.uk for more details. On Friday the 14th of October at 8pm, the Exchange Music Club presents a surprise jazz concert at the Exchange House on the corner of Blackmore Road and Meadow Rise in Blackmore. Tickets are £7. Please book in advance. For more details, call David Price on 01277 824616.
Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
I don't know what's wrong with me this afternoon, but I keep there's a thing going on with me and with the faders that you move up and down for different music to play at different times and microphones to come on at different times, and I keep you know, fiddling with the wrong thing at the wrong time. I don't know what's making me do it. I haven't really done it that much in the past, but anyway, it's my flaw for the day.
FM. Religion is altered, I do believe. Faith is so strong, now nothing shall bar my way. From conviction, no fiction, this is my day.
Hello, you're listening to Drive, you're listening to Gabby on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm with you until 6 o'clock, and joining me in the studio today at this moment, we've been speaking already, but she's here to talk a little bit more about visual impairment. It's Sophie. Sophie's 17, and we've already discussed quite a lot already, in fact. But now my next question is going to be, when were you first diagnosed?
Well, according to my mum, I was 6 weeks old. Yeah, 6 weeks old.
Oh, okay. And do you want to please
take over, mother?
It would be nice if you said something, Sarah.
Hello.
How yes, Sophie.
This is Sophie's mother, by the way.
Sophie was actually born 5 weeks early, and we were just told that she had delayed vision because she was 5 weeks early, so her eyesight hadn't developed properly. But then a lot of my friends had children before I did, so I'd been around a lot of babies, and at about 5 or 6 weeks I noticed that she wasn't focusing on things other than really bright lights. So she'd look up at the ceiling and had light and focus on that.
So how did you know? Because her eyes looked like they were just in a daze.
Yeah, almost like she was looking over your shoulder if you picked her up, and you know, you want to do all the mumsy things and, oh, aren't you a cute little baby, and she just used to kind of look beyond me, and she wouldn't fit.
That must have been a bit horrible.
Well,
for
you. Well, I just thought that's, yeah, she doesn't like me. Yeah. She's not looking at me. I'm that ugly. And I just thought this isn't right. So I kept taking her back to the health visitor, and they just kept saying to me, no, it's because she was born early. Give her time, and her eyes will mature and they'll develop properly. And then it was about 5-6 weeks, and I said, no, there's something not quite right, and they're moving from side to side involuntarily. And the health visitor still said, well, I'm sorry, just give it time. And somebody suggested to me, take her to Moorfields up in London, go to accident and emergency, because once you go there, they have to see you. So that's what we did. So she's about 6 weeks old. We went there, and straight away they said she's got nystagmus. And like I said, what? I couldn't even pronounce it. How do you say it? And they said nystagmus, N-Y-S-T-A-G-M-U-S, nystagmus. And I just thought, oh, okay, well, I have no idea what that is. Please explain. And they said it's an involuntary movement of the eyes. she was obviously born with it, and I just knew nothing about it, but they were really good. They gave us a lot of details and charities. There's a Nystagmus network group.
Look Essex.
Pardon?
And Look Essex.
Yeah, Look Essex, they helped as well, but that might be something you want to discuss a bit later on. So yeah, so she was diagnosed about that age, and then we were just sent home with all this information, but because we were at Moorfields, they kept her, seeing her every 3 months, 6 months, and in fact she's still there now, so it's been brilliant. And they've been such a fantastic hospital. And we see specialists there all the time.
That's really, that's nice, because I think it's good to hear some good news about hospitals.
Yes.
I think that there is a tendency for, like, specialist hospitals are normally better, aren't they?
Absolutely.
So that's probably the best thing you ever did, was to just take her there.
Yeah.
Did you choose to take her there?
No, somebody, I can't remember who it was. Do you know, it may have been my GP that said, look, just go there.
Just
because
go.
Because it's Moorfields, which is one of the best eye hospitals in the world.
Yeah, before you even...
Yeah, don't go through the...
Do you have to pay for that?
No, it's National Health, isn't it?
It was still, even though you just turned up.
Yeah, any accident and emergency.
Oh, you had to take her to...
Yeah. Yes, they said don't go and make an appointment to see a GP, because you live in Essex and
right.
they cover London. But if you go to any accident emergency, I believe, then that's it. Once you've been seen by somebody, you're on their records, and you can
fantastic.
Keep going back for follow-up. It's been absolutely fantastic.
Oh, that's great.
So, and she's seen paediatricians there, and we were monitored, and we were given so much advice, because I had no idea. It was very scary being told that you have a baby with a visual impairment or any disability.
Yeah, any disability.
It's just the last thing you want to hear. And your mind just thinks, oh, and you look to when she's 18, when she's 25, how's she going to cope, what's she going to do? But we've had a lot of support, haven't we? A lot of support.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it has been difficult at times, but, you know, okay. it's we've got there with support from local groups and from national charities.
Okay.
And
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for speaking.
I'll sit down
great.
Again now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Before you start singing, Sarah.
Oh, God.
So what has it been like at school for you?
Well,
have you ever been bullied because of it?
I wouldn't exactly say I was bullied because of my actual eyesight problem, but because I'm really bad at judging distances, I tend to squint a lot.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm not sure whether I'm squinting out at you. Am I?
No.
No, well, normally when
people...
You have
lovely eyes. And Sophie is, she is beautiful. And I honestly wouldn't have even realised until you said, and now I know what it is. But I still wouldn't have said you've got weird eyes, because it's definitely not as bad as... It's not as bad as the girl that I've met.
Yeah.
But now I know what it is. Now when I see her, yeah. I wouldn't be like, oh, she's got weird eyes.
What's happened is Sophie's learned to... She actually does squint her eyes. If you look at her now,
yeah,
she squints her eyes slightly so she can focus on you. And I think she's not even aware. Anybody with a disability, you just adapt, don't you? And I don't think she's actually aware of what she does.
See, because when I was bullied, I'd say it was year, end of year 7 and 8 and beginning of year 9. My eyes weren't as brilliant as they are. Well, my eyes still aren't brilliant, but...
Do you think that's why people picked on you, even though they never said, oh, we're bullying
you?
It's
because I'm squinting. I think it might be, they might think, what's her problem? Because I'm squinting at them to try and tell
them filthy looks.
Yeah,
but she wasn't.
It looked like you were giving them dirty
looks. Yeah, so it's first impressions.
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't understand why you were squinting.
And see, I didn't actually realise that until my mum pointed that out to me a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And so from now on, I'm trying to keep my eyes like really wide and beady, and I think I might freak some people
yeah,
out.
No, not at all. No, honestly. That is actually a really good technique, because I was having my photo taken professionally for a newspaper, and they said, I was squinting in too many, the pictures were taken outside, and they said... a good technique was just before. Yeah, you shut your eyes.
Shut your eyes and open. Yeah,
yeah.
And they say
startled look.
Wide eyes. I'm glad I'm not a model. Wide eyes. I was like, wide eyes. What?
But also with nystagmus, you can have other visual.
Yeah.
One of the light eyes. So that's
astigmatism. Astigmatism. That's it.
Yeah, you have astigmatism as well.
Which is where my pupils are not round; they're slightly rugby ball shaped.
Yes,
yeah.
But your contacts and glasses correct that. Mm. So that's correctable. But only Sophie can only see, I think she mentioned earlier, 2/3 of the distance that normal sighted people can see. So I used to say to her when she was young, oh, look at that bird over there.
And she'd say, pretend to see it.
Yeah, she'd go, oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, I can see it.
But actually she couldn't. But she's learnt to adapt. She just, you just went along with people's conversations and pretended that you can see things when you couldn't.
Oh, what a shame.
But Sophie's very honest about it now. I don't think you used to like to discuss it because you don't want to be different.
I can identify with that.
You don't want to be different,
you know,
do you,
when sometimes someone says something to you and you just kind of get a gist of it and you go, yeah. And you're thinking, what did they just say?
But I think it's the being different, isn't it? No young children or teenagers want to be different.
See, at primary school, everyone's like, wow, her eyes wobble, that is so cool.
Oh, and so sweet. That's just like primary school children, like they like different, don't they?
Secondary school is she's weird.
Everyone needs to be normal.
And now at college, everyone just accepts it and they don't really, it doesn't matter to them as much.
No, yeah. It's probably because they're getting more comfortable with themselves. I think it's a very insecure time, isn't it, when you go to secondary school. Everyone's feeling a little bit like, touchy, too many hormones. No. Definitely.
So to go through secondary school with a disability, I think it's made her a stronger person. Yes, she got bullied, but
you are mature for your age. Like, I mean, when did I first meet Sophie? Like, how long ago was
it? Well, we've known each other for a long time. So
I know, but how many years ago?
Since you've last
been,
seen her? Probably years, 5 years, maybe. I don't know.
No, I reckon it's longer.
Is it?
I reckon it's longer, too.
Yeah, no, I think it's more like 10.
So, when we walked in, you couldn't believe it was Sophie, could you?
But you come across, like, you know, the fact that you were coming here today, you're coming on the radio, and you're 17, you are definitely very confident, which is fantastic. I mean, you must take after your mother. She's confident.
Thanks.
You take to the microphone so naturally.
Do
Sarah.
I? Yes, you do, mother.
I could see you on a talk show, definitely.
New face, maybe.
So I think you always, anything that you have in your life, be it a disability or whatever, you always have to just think, it's made me the person I am today. You know, past experiences, past bad parts in your life, it does make you grow as a person, doesn't
it? Definitely. And I think Sophie's learnt to accept she has a disability. This is the way she was born. There's nothing she can do about it. She has to embrace her life, get on with her life.
Yeah.
She's never dwelled on it and wanted sympathy or anything.
It could be worse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it could
be. You're thankful to even have your sight.
Exactly. When I'm at college, I think it was last year, I was telling these two girls in my class about nystagmus. I forgot the name then, oh my goodness. And
that's radio.
And they just suddenly started going, oh, Sophie, we're so sorry. And I was like, well, I don't really want sympathy because I was born with it, I'm used to it.
Yeah,
and it's just no big deal, really.
I think we're going to have you on again because I'm sure there's more people that would like to hear more about your course, and there's probably things that we haven't spoken about that you might like to speak about still. But could you give out the details if you get your pen and paper ready for the support out there that's available? But I will be updating this onto my blog over the weekend.
Off you go.
Okay. Sorry. Well, Look Essex is a charity for all visual impairment people in Essex. Actually, I think Katie Price's son.
Well, it's a national organisation as well, but you have local branches. Yes, yeah, Katie Price's son is.
Well, their website is www.lookessex.com, and their telephone number is 01277 203711. Also, there is a website which specialises in... I can't pronounce the... Oh, goodness.
Don't worry. I can't pronounce the name. Just spell it.
She's under pressure.
Nystagmus is... Actually, they have an open day really soon, and that's in Harrow's Teaching Centre in Harrow. Yeah. Their website is www.nystagmusnet.org. And their phone number is 0845 634 2630.
Brilliant.
Can I just, sorry, Gabs, can I just say that, just to let you know, at school, Sophie had a lot of support. She had extra so time for her exams, didn't you? The local education authority are brilliant. If you go through your school, pastoral care or special needs teacher, then they can provide you with a lot of aids.
I got magnifiers to help me just in maths to see graphs and stuff. I got a sloping desk, which because of my eyes, I have to, when I'm writing, I have to lean really far forward to actually see it. So the sloping desk enables me to sit upright and just not squint and just be normal. And I had that in primary school, didn't I? Yeah.
Okay. So there is a lot of support out there.
Okay.
Loads of support.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you, Sophie.
Thank
you,
Sarah.
I really, really appreciate you coming in today. Let's have a look and see what the roads are doing now.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
I am just waiting for it to come up on the screen. I love it when this happens. Okay, we'll go to the travel after the events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Sunday the 9th of October at 10 a.m. for an 11 a.m. start, the Thorndon Stride is taking place in Thorndon Country Park South in the Avenue in Brentwood. It's an 8k walk taking place in the beautiful haven of Thorndon Country Park in Brentwood and the surrounding Essex countryside. It's open to everyone and is in aid of Cancer Researchers UK Join the Fight Breast Cancer Awareness Campaign. Getting involved in the Thorndon Stride is a great way to get together and spend time with loved ones. By taking part in the walk, you can help them join the fight for women's survival and raise much needed funds for the vital research they do. You can come dressed in pink. Registration is £5 in advance and £8 on the day. The route is not suitable for small wheeled buggies or wheelchairs, although there is access for both at the venue. Dogs must be kept on a lead and children under the age of 16 should be accompanied by an adult. The route is all within the boundaries of the park. For more information, call 0870 160 2040 or email shan.billingsley@cancer.org.uk for more information.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Mummy, why does Nana sometimes forget things?
Nana has something called dementia, sweetie. It means that sometimes she forgets people's names or what she's doing. It can be a bit confusing, can't it?
Yes. But why does she have to move home?
She's moving to Anisha Grange to be with people who can look after her properly. The carers there will spend time really getting to know Nana and find out what she likes doing best.
She likes gardening. Will she be able to do that?
You bet. They have a fantastic garden. I think Nana will feel much happier there.
Good. I like it when Nana's happy.
Anisha Grange, the new care home in Billericay, opens this autumn. To view, call 658 529 or visit hallmarkcarehomes.co.uk.
Demons in the valley.
FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
On the M25 anti-clockwise, there's congestion between Junction 29, the M11 and Junction 24, Potters Bar. Expected delays of approximately 40 minutes. There's congestion from the A127 towards its junction with Cransfield Park Road. There's congestion between Junction 28, the A12 and Junction 30, Thurrock. Expected delays of approximately 15 minutes on the M25 as well. Van Diemen's Road is slow moving towards the Army and Navy roundabout. The delays are caused by drivers avoiding the A12 issues. There's still a suspended service on the Piccadilly line between Ruislip and Uxbridge due to signal failure at Uxbridge.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Hooray, I got there in the end with the traffic. I went to my second source that I can rely on. So thank goodness for technology, eh? I'd really, really like to thank Sophie and her mum, Sarah, for coming in today. And they have agreed to come in again because at a later date, because there are more areas that we didn't actually get the chance to cover. But I hope you found it interesting and informative, and I will be posting a link onto that discussion once I've updated my blog sometime over the weekend when I get a free few hours. Let's have some more music.
This is a preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as... A morning suit can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as... John Scott Brewer's crew, he gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. Who's that couple all marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise. Except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being. And then I'm happy for the rest of the day. Safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.
From the Sky News Centre at 4, an MP's wife has been found guilty of stealing a kitten belonging to her husband's mistress. Christine Hemming, the wife of the Lib Dem MP for Birmingham Yardley, John Hemming, had denied stealing the kitten despite CCTV evidence to the contrary. Our correspondent David Crabtree at Birmingham Crown Court says the jury was shown footage of Mrs. Hemming.
We can see Mrs. Hemming going to the house of her husband's mistress, crawling around in the back garden. At one point she's on all fours as she stalks.